The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, I have a confession to make. I have never seen the movie Jaws. Can you believe it? I have never seen the movie Jaws. I've seen clips of it. I mean, who hasn't? Who doesn't know the basic plot and so forth? But I never saw the movie Jaws. But there was a tagline that was used either, I don't remember whether it was to advertise the first Jaws or one of the sequels, but they said, just when you thought it was safe to go in the water again. Well, just when you thought COVID was gone. All right. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. This is the 4 o'clock hour. And that's about 7 minutes. And well, it's about 7.5 minutes after the top of the hour. And I'm delighted that you've chosen to spend some time with us. Well, it was panic, panic, panic. We're all going to die. We're all going to die. And then it started phasing out, and the cases began to drop. The number of deaths began to drop, and people began to get vaccinated, and the mask came off, and the restrictions came off. And we thought, we're sailing home. Not so fast. Now we have the so-called Delta variant, and all of a sudden, we're all going to die again. Now, as I said in the last segment, I want to make this absolutely clear. I do not believe that COVID is a hoax. I do not believe that it is not serious. I will repeat, a sweet couple in Indonesia, the directors of the Bible League there, late 30s, maybe early 40s, the wife just about 2 weeks ago died with COVID. She was on a ventilator. They thought she was doing better, and she died. Well, we've had several close friends die because of COVID. So I'm not making light of the seriousness of COVID, but I am trying to bring some balance and to try to hold back recurring hysteria. And you're probably getting very tired of me saying it, but let me repeat it just one more time for now. 4 or 5 years from now, when we get well, well past this whole thing, we're going to look back, and I really believe we're going to say, you know what? Almost everything we were told was false. A few things, true. Serious stuff, but most of the stuff we were told. There is so much controversy. Do the masks really do anything? And there's just as much research that indicates they actually do more harm than good. But there are those who say, well, that's why we've almost conquered this thing, is because we all wore masks. I don't know that the mask did anything. But it gave certain people in the government control. And that's what the liberal left, that's what the liberal left is all about. Keeping people scared and controlling them. Well, now we have the Delta variant. And evidently, from what we're being told, it's much more contagious. Not necessarily more deadly, but it's more contagious than the original COVID strain of virus. And because of that, we are seeing some surges. Today in Ohio, 700 new cases. Now, it was just a very, very, very short time ago, we would have been shouting hallelujah that there were only 700 new cases. And, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, it was down 200, 250, and then it was 300, and then it spiked to 500, and then it dropped down to about 280, and then went up to 400, and then it came down, and then it went up to 500 again, and I think today is a little over 700 new cases. The number of deaths, zero. That's a good thing. The number of hospitalizations, here in Ohio at least, very few, not a big jump. But the panic is starting again. And so, the American Academy of Pediatricians. Yes, the American Academy of Pediatrics. I want to get this correct. The American Academy of Pediatrics is recommending, listen to this, all kids older than 2 wear masks at school this fall. Well, it must be for, you know, kids that aren't vaccinated. No, no, it doesn't make any difference. Well, 2-year-olds aren't being vaccinated in any way, and they shouldn't be. But the AAP, the American Academy of Pediatrics, says, and I quote, all students older than 2 years and all staff should wear face masks at school. Yeah. Kids older than 2. We're talking daycare. We're talking pre-kindergarten. I don't know that a single 2-year-old in the entire country has died because of COVID. Maybe there has, but I would imagine the entire country you could count on one hand. And yet, the American Academy of Pediatrics says, we got to mask these kids in school. Well, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, has said, yeah, we probably won't need to put masks on the kids in school again. Eh. Now, why? Well, let me give you the reasons from the American Academy of Pediatrics. A significant portion of students are not eligible for vaccination. 2, universal masking will protect unvaccinated students from COVID-19 and reduce transmission. 3, a lack of a system to monitor vaccine status in teachers, students, and staff. It would be difficult to monitor or enforce mask policies for those who are not vaccinated. And the other one, possibility of low vaccination rates in the surrounding school community. Now, there are a number of studies indicating that masks are actually more harmful to kids. I brought this to your attention. There was a study down in Florida. Too bad we're not on Tampa again today. There was a pretty extensive study down in Florida. I brought it to your attention, read you the results. A bunch of parents put fresh, either freshly washed or brand new masks on their kids before they went to school. They came home one day at school, took them to a laboratory, and it was absolutely incredible. The germs, the disease that was detected in those masks from the kids wearing them one full day at school. And you know that many, many kids wear the same mask 4, 5, 6, 7 days. They take it off, they put it back on, they take it off, they put it back on. And here's another little fascinating tidbit before we go to the break. Rasmussen polled the general population on the use of masks. Only 37% of the general population say, yeah, we probably should put masks back on the kids. But when it came to Democrats, 58% of Democrats 58% of Democrats said, yeah, let's put masks on those kids. Republicans, 23%. Isn't that fascinating? Yeah. Democrats support a requirement in all schools, 58%. Republicans, 23%. Interesting. And then, of course, there are those Texas Democrats and super spreaders.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, it's that portion of the program when we say, do you remember? Yeah, it's the do you remember segment. Do you remember when Donald Trump was president and some members of the White House staff came down with COVID? Do you remember? Hasn't been that long ago. Do you remember? The news media went crazy. See, the president's going to kill everybody. He doesn't care. He doesn't wear a mask. He doesn't make people in the White House wear masks. They're all going to die in the White House because of that evil man. Remember that? I mean, do you remember how crazy CNN and the mainstream media became because some people in the White House got COVID? Of course you remember that. Well, some folks at the White House have COVID. Not only that, staff members for Nancy Pelosi have COVID. I double dog dare you to go to CNN right now and find anything about the White House staff or Nancy Pelosi's staff testing positive with COVID. I double dog dare you to find it. If you do, send me the link and I'll send you something. Yeah. The Texas Democrats. Remember the Texas Democrats that had a little hissy fit? We're going to leave Texas because we don't like the law that you're trying to pass. Well, the law is about election reform, and the people trying to pass the law are abiding by all the rules and the laws of the state of Texas, and elections do have consequences. But we don't like it, so we're going to leave, and we're going to go to Washington, D.C., and we're going to hide because we don't like it. And the famous picture on the private plane. Yes, the private plane. Not one of them wearing a mask. And instead of sad faces, we're so sad we have to leave Texas. They're all laughing, smiling, and there is a big case of beer right on the seat up front. Well, we now know the last number that I saw is at least five from that delegation, which is 10%. At least five of the delegation have tested positive for COVID. Well, they went to the White House and they met with Vice President Harris. They met with aides of Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. Well, a spokesperson, quote, this is, you will find this at CNN, NBC, no. A spokesperson for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tested positive yesterday for coronavirus following a meeting last week with members of the Texas legislature. Okay. Here's another headline. No, this is not from CNN, MSNBC, or no. Psaki, who is the press secretary, Jen Psaki confirms COVID cases in White House that were not previously disclosed. Mm-hmm. Jen Psaki, during Tuesday's White House briefing yesterday, confirmed reports that a vaccinated White House official and a vaccinated staffer for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tested positive for coronavirus after attending an event with Texas Democrats. So now we are up to 5, 6, 7, possibly more. And at first, the White House was trying to hide it. And they were peppered with questions and finally admitted, we've had some positive COVID tests after meeting with those Democrats from Texas. We've had a few positive tests. But what's the next question? It's just, oh my goodness. Anybody with an ounce of objectivity can see the unbelievable difference in the way the press is treating the current administration in contrast to the way the press treated the previous administration. Yeah. Looks like those Democrats are super spreaders. Now, let me say quickly, and I said this yesterday, and let me repeat it today. I don't wish ill will on any of them. I hope they recover very quickly. I hope they don't get real sick. I hope it's not serious. I hope they're asymptomatic. But what unbelievable hypocrisy on the left. And if you don't believe me, just do a little bit of research as to White House staff members who came down with COVID and the panic reported in the press and the blame. Oh, yeah, it was a big blame game. This time, it's, oh, well, they came down with COVID. Next question. Oh, my goodness. Again, the hypocrisy is just so huge. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.